Abide. Connecting with your experience, with experience that is arising. Exploring, perhaps, being with experience. Feeling with experience. Sometimes that language of being with can be helpful. As opposed to looking at, we are just with. Connecting. Intimate. Thus, is the experience of body. Whatever is arising, thus, it's like this. In establishing mindfulness, we explore and open to thusness of our experience, the qualities of our experience. Thus is body, experience of pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibration, coolness, heat. Thus is hearing, exploring the experience of hearing, aside from the recognition of what's being heard. Thus, maybe the experience of feeling is coming up, being noticed, pleasant, unpleasant. Thus, is feeling. Perhaps we notice the recognition process as we hear a sound and notice the mind recognizing it. Andrea's voice. Thus is perception. The establishment of mindfulness often comes through the recognition, the exploration of what we might call the specific qualities of our experience. The pitch and tone of sound. The elemental qualities of body experience. And even in our exploration of mind states, of mental formations, we begin to notice their specific natures. Greed is like this. Sticking to experience. Aversion is like this. Nature of aversion is to separate. Delusion, to obscure. And so our mindfulness begins to reveal something about the specific qualities of our experience. This is the exploration of thus is form, thus is feeling. Thus is mental formation. Thus, it's like this. And as mindfulness is more established, a continuity of knowing the experience, the thusness, of body and feeling, and perception, consciousness, mental formation, we also begin to open to and begin to be able to recognize that all of these experiences, while they have their specific natures, they have some natures in common. And we can begin to shift and attune to, in particular, the impermanent nature of experience. Noticing perhaps a sense of flow of experience, attuning in a way to the change itself, being interested in the change, highlighting the change rather than the specific qualities of what is changing. In the body, we may begin to notice qualities of change that feel like bubbling or popping or maybe like popcorn or maybe a flow of something following something following something. A variety of ways we may notice the flow of experience. Sometimes we can notice impermanence around attention in particular. Attention lands on something for a moment and then suddenly it lands on something else. At times, our attention, our interest naturally may be with the specific aspects of experience, more interested in the qualities of body sensation or the pleasant, unpleasant. Or the experience of frustration, anger, love, calm, ease, peace. And at times the attention may incline towards noticing the changing nature of experience. Sometimes we can be curious about that. It's like, how is there change right now? Kind of inclining towards that side of the exploration. And then just being curious about how it shows up. How does the experience of change show up in this moment? It may feel like things are simply arising, a new thing. Each time. Or there may be a sense of something appearing, staying for a while, and disappearing. Or maybe sometimes the mind orients towards noticing that things are ending. Just being curious about how impermanence is showing up for you, if it is, even. Some experiences are more ready to show us their impermanent nature than others. Feeling, mental formations, and bodily experience, there can be a recognition of, oh, vibration and pulsing and the changing experience of the very foundation of the bodily experience. Feeling never-ending flow of a shifting pleasant, unpleasant, pleasant, pleasant, neutral, unpleasant. Just noticing the changing nature. And some experiences feel more stable. Such is awareness. Such is the receiving of experience, that experience of the open hand. Such thus. Is the experience of knowing, receiving experience. If it feels like experience is stable, you don't have to try to make it feel like it's changing, but just recognize that it feels stable. And hold the curiosity about the possibility that it might reveal an impermanent nature at some point. Abide. Connect. Attuning to experience. And as it opens for you, attuning to the changing nature of experience.